You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means commentator Archie McDonald joins us now. Listen up, kids. Today, Archie's wishing he'd paid more attention to his piano lessons.
I don't think I knew the word nerd in the 1940s when Mother wanted me to take piano lessons. But I'm pretty sure about the fear of being perceived as one by the other scholars of French Junior High School. That anxiety and a void in talent kept me from winning that Tchaikovsky contest in Russia even before Van Cliburn. I'll bet Van practiced every day, whether his mother wanted him to or not. He probably enjoyed it, after having some kind of assurance that it would make him world famous and rich. I, on the other hand, had no such prescience. Mother enrolled me in Miss Shoemaker's piano class against my wishes, and for all I know, over the objections of Miss Shoemaker as well. If she had none in September, surely some had developed by December. We two condemned souls met twice weekly for 30-minute lessons, which tested our endurance and tolerance. "Bend your fingers," Miss Shoemaker would order. "Don't look at your hands. Look at the music. Sit up straight. Don't you ever practice?" "Yes, ma'am," I would lie. Mother raised no fool. A liar, maybe, but not a fool. And so it concluded after an embarrassing year-end recital when the Syrian students played well and I played less well. I have just described a tragedy in my life. For now, I would give a pretty penny to be able to play piano half as well as Van. Truth told, I'd like to be able to chord like Fats Domino. I can play a one-finger melody line with a double-octave bass all the way through Too Young, and about half of Old Man River if I leave out some of the bass. I can pick out the chorus of Dixie and do pretty well when I get to the final Look Away, Look Dixieland, and then I have to go pretty slow not to sound a clunker. This is not what Mother had in mind. In high school, I remembered a Roger something who could play any song you could think of. Roger never read a single note of music in his life, but his ear, as he identified the source of his power, directed his fingers to fly over the keyboard and produce as much music as you could stand. I also remember lots of girls standing around the piano when old Roger played. I wish I could play as well as Roger, even with my ear. I disappointed my mother, but she loved me anyway. As bad, at least, I disappointed me. Truth told, I never would have been as good as Van. But if I had practiced more and passed through that threshold that separates dreamers from doers, I could at least play Dixie and the Battle Hymn and Amazing Grace, and maybe even a little Tchaikovsky. Mother would be proud. The girls around the piano would like it, too.
Commentator Archie McDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and not, so we're told, a piano professor. His commentaries air each Friday morning at 7:35. You can download archived commentaries from our website at redriverradio.org. Click on the word commentary at the bottom of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment.